So many people seem to be interested in meditation, but that interest cannot be very deep, because so very few are transformed through that interest. If interest is really deep, it becomes a fire by itself. It transforms you. Just through intense interest, you start becoming different. A new center of being arises. So many people seem to be interested, with nothing new arising. Not a new center is born. Not a new crystallization is achieved. They remain the same. That means they are deceiving themselves. The deception is very subtle. But the deception is bound to be there. You go on taking the medicine and the treatment, and the illness remains the same. Rather on the contrary, it goes on increasing. Your medicine, your treatment are bound to be false. Maybe deep down you don't want to be transformed. That fear is very real. The fear of transformation. So on the surface you go on thinking that you are deeply interested, and deep down you go on deceiving. The fear of transformation is just like the fear of death. It is a death, because the old will have to go and the new will come into being. You will no more be there. Something totally unknown to you will evolve out of you. Unless you are ready to die, your interest in meditation is false, because only those who are ready to die will be reborn. The new cannot become a continuity with the old. The old must discontinue. The old must go. Only then the new can come into being. The new is not an outgrowth of the old. The new is not continuous with it. The new is totally new. It comes only when the old dies. There is a gap between the old and the new, and that gap gives you fear. You are afraid. You want to be transformed, but simultaneously you want to remain the old. This is the deception. You want to grow, but you want to remain you. Then growth is impossible. Then you can only deceive. And then you can go on thinking and dreaming that something is happening, but nothing will happen. Because the basic point has been missed. So many people all the world over, so much interested in meditation, moksha, nirvana, and nothing is happening. So much noise about it, and nothing real happening. What's the matter? Sometimes the mind is so cunning that because you don't want to be transformed, the mind will create a superficial interest. so that you can say to yourself, you are interested, you are doing whatsoever can be done, and you remain the same. And if nothing happens, you think the technique you are using is wrong, the guru you are following is wrong, the scripture, the principle, the method is wrong. But you never think that even with a wrong method, transformation is possible if the real interest is there. I say, even with a wrong method, you will be transformed if you are really interested in transformation. Even following a wrong guru, you will become different. If your soul and your heart is in your effort, no one can mislead you except yourself. And nothing is a barrier to your progress except your own deceptions. When I say even a wrong master, wrong method, wrong principle can lead you to the real, I mean that the real transformation happens when you are intensely involved in it, not through any method. Method is just a device. Method is just a help. Method is secondary. Your being involved in it is foundational, fundamental. But we go on doing something, not even doing, go on talking about doing. And words creates illusions. Because you think so much about it, you read so much about it, you listen so much about it, you start feeling that you are doing something. So-called religious persons have developed many devices of deception. I have heard one motorist was passing. Just by the side of the road, he saw the school building on fire. And the teacher of that small school, of that small village, was Mulla Nasruddin. He was sitting under a tree. This motorist called over that, what are you doing there? The school building is on fire. Mulla Nasruddin said, I know about it. The motorist was so much excited, he said, then why you are not doing something? Nasruddin said, ever since it started, I have been praying for the rains. I am doing something. Prayer is a trick to avoid meditation. And the so-called religious mind has developed many types of prayers. Prayer can also become a meditation when it is not only a prayer, but a deep effort of a deep involvement. Prayer also can become meditation, but ordinarily prayer is just an escape. To avoid meditation, people go and pray. To avoid doing anything, they pray. Prayer means God must do something, someone else must do. Prayer means we are passive. Something must be done to us. Meditation is not prayer in that sense. Meditation is something you do. You do to yourself. And when you are transformed, the whole universe behaves differently with you. Because the universe is nothing but a response to you, whatsoever you are. If you are silent, the whole universe responds your silence in thousands and thousands of ways. It reflects you. Your silence is multiplied infinitely. If you are blissful, the whole universe reflects your bliss. If you are in misery, the same happens. The mathematics remains the same, the law remains the same. The universe goes on multiplying your misery. Prayers won't do. Only meditation can help, because meditation is something authentically to be done. It is a doing on your part. So the first thing I would like to say to you is, be constantly alert that you are not deceiving. You may be doing something and still deceiving. I have heard that Mullah Nasruddin once came running into a post office, grabbed the postmaster by the lapels, shook him and said, "I have gone crazy, my wife has disappeared." The postmaster felt sorry and he said, "Really? Has she disappeared? Unfortunate. But this is a postal department. You ought to go to the police department to report." Mullah Nasruddin nodded his head negatively. He said, "I'm not going to be caught again. In the past also my wife did disappear. And I reported to the policeman, to the police department, and they found her. So I'm not going to be caught again. If you can take the report, take it, otherwise I'm going." He wants to report and to feel good that I have done whatsoever can be done. But he doesn't want to report to the police department. He is afraid. You go on doing things just to feel good that you are doing. But really, you are not ready to be transformed. So all that you do just passes as useless activity. And not only useless, but harmful also, because it is a wastage of time, energy, opportunities. These techniques of Shiva are only for those who are ready to do. You can ponder over them philosophically. That means nothing. Actually, if you are ready to do, then something will start happening to you. They are alive methods, not dead doctrines. Your intellect is not needed. Your totality of being is required. And any method will do. If you are ready to give it a chance, any method will do, and you will become a new man. Methods are devices. I will repeat again. If you are ready, then any method can do. They are just tricks to help you take jump. Just like jumping boards. From any jumping board you can go to the ocean. Those jumping boards are insignificant. Of what color they are, of what wood they are made, is irrelevant. They are simply jumping boards. You can take a jump from them. All these methods are jumping boards. And whatsoever method catches your fancy, try it. Don't go on thinking about it. And when someone starts doing something, then difficulties arise. If you don't do anything, there will be no difficulties. Thinking is very easy going because you are not really traveling. When you start doing something, difficulties will arise. And if you see that difficulties have arisen, you can feel that you are on the right track. Something is happening to you. Then old barriers will break, old habits will go. There will be change, there will be disturbance and chaos. And every creativity comes out of chaos. You will be created new only if all that you are becomes chaotic. So these methods will destroy you first. And then only a new being will be created. So if difficulties are there, feel fortunate that shows growth. No growth is smooth, and spiritual growth cannot be smooth. It is not its nature, because spiritual growth means going upward. Spiritual growth means reaching into the unknown, reaching into the uncharted. Difficulties will be there. But remember that each difficulty, if passed, crystallizes you. You become more solid. You become more real. For the first time, you will feel something centering within you. Something becoming solid. As you are, you are just a liquid phenomena, changing every moment. Nothing is stable. Really, you cannot claim any I. You don't have many I's, just in a flow, a river-like flow. You are a crowd, not an individual yet, but meditation can make you an individual. This word individual is beautiful. It means indivisible. Right now, as you are divided. Only many fragments, anyhow clinging together. Without any central being there, without any master in the house, only servants. And any servant for a moment can become the master. Every moment you are different because you are not. And unless you are, the divine cannot happen to you. To whom it can happen? You are not there. People come to me and they say, we would like to see God. I ask them, who will see? You are not there. The God is always there, but you are not there. Who will see? This is just a passing thought that I want to see God. Next moment they are not interested. Next moment they have forgotten all about it. A persistent, intense effort and longing is needed. Then any method will do.